Hello?
Phil.
Hello.
It's Elliot, and I've got you on the phone with Joe at WRQK in Akron, Canton, Cleveland, Ohio.
Sounds good.
So let's talk about the new CD, Yeah? What made you guys decide at this point in your career to do an album of covers?
We actually decided 20 years ago, but but no one would listen to it. Joe Elliott has been actually wanting to do this record for years, and just the opportunity came up all of a sudden, so we took it, and you know, we knew what we wanted to record. We didn't want to do a regular covers album, you know, like everyone goes, oh yeah, I've always wanted to record the Beatles or the Stones and this and that, and We wanted to do songs that were very important to us growing up, you know, songs from an era that when you actually get interested and excited about music yourself, your own music that you discover. So this whole genre or kind of era of 70s music was kind of when we all kind of converted to music, really. So that's why we wanted to get that over and again avoid an obvious covers album. So.
Were a lot of these songs that you guys have, you know, played just for fun or during live shows, or did you learn a lot of these songs just for this record?
Well, that was the interesting thing. We've done a few of them over the years, you know, like a Thin Lizzy song, we do a bit of one, and, you know, this and that, Blondie song. But what was really interesting, that we knew all the words. You actually knew how the songs went in your head. So even when we went to do them, like when I went to sing Stay With Me, I actually knew all the words, which was interesting. Normally, you know, you write them down and didn't really need to, although I forget words quite often. It was just a natural thing. They were almost like they were our own songs that we hadn't played for a while.
Did each member in the band pick different songs for the record?
No, yeah, I mean, we just had a pool. You know, we actually had a short list of 20 and we recorded 15 of them. So it was really, we were all on the same page. So yeah, anyone or everyone suggested whatever, really.
Are you doing a lot of these covers live during your tour with Journey?
We're doing some, and we only have an hour and a half, so we've actually concentrated more on the show. So we've got some in there, and some are coming and going, and even with the old songs, some of them are coming and going. So yeah, we're just doing about two of them at the moment. Ones that people are really familiar with, ones that sound like they're Def Leppard songs, you know.
So you change the set list up pretty regularly during your tour?
Yeah, but you can't go too radical because, like I said, we have an hour and a half and we have a very theatrical show this time. It's we've got all these this wonderful kind of screen in the background, and it kind of ties you to it. So we have to, it's very bang, 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 and it's so much more intense, I think, than others that we've done, because we have to, you know, get so much information into such a small amount of time.
The latest single from the CD is 20th Century Boy. Have you guys always been big T-Rex fans?
Huge, huge T-Rex fans. Again, you know, one of the reasons, you know, we all started, you know, being in a band actually was seeing T-Rex on TV on this little English show called Top of the Pops that we used to have. And it was so different, you know, Bowie, actually all those bands. But yeah, so yeah, the T-Rex song, it was, again, we didn't want to do the most popular T-Rex song. We wanted to avoid it sounding like a cover. We wanted it to sound, you know, a bit like us, the artist channeling through Def Leppard, if you know what I mean. So that's really why we chose the songs we did. And 20th Century Boy was perfect for us, really.
Did you try and record these songs as close to the originals as possible, or was there a conscious effort to like add your own stamp on them?
It depends on what song. You know, Driving Saturday by Bowie, we've done it pretty much exactly as his version is. But Rock On, for example, was completely different. Thin Lizzy song, Don't Believe a Word, we stuck really close to the original on that. John Congas, He's Gonna Step on You Again, which was you know, one of two hits that John Congas had, we kind of changed it up a little bit, and we actually met him the other night, and he was really complimentary. He said it was the second best recording he'd ever heard of the song.
That's cool.
That was cool, yeah.